I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Open Doors has released the 2021 World Watch List documenting the 50 most dangerous countries to be a Christian. The report reveals one in eight Christians worldwide suffer high levels of persecution. And every day, on average, 13 Christians are murdered for their faith. Bruce Allen of FMI tells us,
the scores are getting worse, especially when you look at and analyze figures from the last 10, 15 years or so. A country that may have been in position 20, now the country that would perhaps hold that position has a much higher score on a scale of 1 to 100 in regards to that discrimination and persecution.
But Allen says Christians in these countries continue to proclaim the gospel in the face of opposition. Find the top 10 countries and more information at mnnonline.org. And the Near East continues to grapple with COVID-19 and its impact on economies. But the Holy Spirit is moving. Cry Out Now Ministries operates in Lebanon, Jordan, Syria, and Iraq. And Peter, with Cry Out Now Ministries, says they got creative when shutdowns meant they couldn't share Jesus in person. So they took the gospel online.
One of the guys in Jordan was just disillusioned with Islam. And there was a message that came to him. He followed up. He talked to a person. This guy has just gone all the way through from debating and looking and comparing the Quran with scriptures, and then actually coming to the point where he recognizes he doesn't want to talk about the Quran anymore because he really believes that he's found the truth.
Peter says this man has not yet begun a relationship with Christ, so pray for him and others in the Near East to embrace joy in the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.